Hello and welcome to Marbella with him and her. He is
PJ Lopez and she is
Hannah Murray. Episode 5.
Gosh, 5. I know we're going to say this each week.
I know
episode
we do six, say
episode 4, episode 3, episode 1. But no, it's gone quite quickly.
I just stopped myself from saying episode 5, baby, because everything we're watching at the moment, like American shows, they say baby at the end of everything,
yeah,
don't they? Let's go, baby!
And literally all every other sentence almost, isn't it?
We can do this, baby! We've got this, baby! It's all baby! It's driving me nuts, but now it's kind of getting into my head because
yeah,
I almost said it myself.
I think we should bring it into our everyday vocabulary.
Oh, episode 5, baby! There we go.
Or not.
Okay, or not. Let's go with the or not. So we were laughing about the fact that this podcast is called Marbella with him and her.
And she... Oh, no, we've done that.
Yeah,
anyway. Okay.
But we've been away from Marbella this week. We've been on a little jolly holiday to the Costa Blanca.
We went on a trip, a road trip.
We did do a road trip. We've been to loads of places, haven't we?
We did quite a few places. Some were slightly nicer than others.
But it was raining a lot. Easter week in Spain, it was raining in Marbella and the Costa del Sol, so people said, oh, you picked the right week to get away. But we had rain and cloud and wind most of the week as well, unfortunately.
Well, that's probably what we ate before we went.
Yeah, that's true. That was the curry. But it made us think, because this isn't going to be that Marbella-centric this week, we thought that we're going to start a new feature where each week we're going to pick out a story, a nice story, a fun story, an interesting story, from the Sir in English.
See the link below.
So the Sir in English is obviously an English language newspaper in Spain. There is the Sur paper, S-U-R, which is in Spanish, and then they do the Sir in English, where everything is in English,
and
funnily
it,
enough.
It covers, I mean, it has national stories, but then it breaks it down into all the regions of
Andalusia,
I think, mainly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So there was a lovely little article we saw this week about an 88-year-old social media sensation. The headline was, Meet the Malaga Gran, who is an Instagram sensation. Her name is Angelita, or Angelita Gomez, and she's 88. And if you want to check out her Instagram, it's at Oma, O-M-A, dot Angelita, so Angel, I-T-A.
And she's fun, isn't
she? She's really fun. So you need to speak Spanish to understand what she's saying, because obviously all her videos are in Spanish.
But visually it's quite funny as well.
Yeah, definitely, because she's a cook. She's a woman who's used to cooking. She's not like a professional chef. But you see,
she's
all
a woman with experience.
A woman with
life experience.
That's a great way of putting it. And she puts all these lovely videos up of her food and cooking. And she's got a really interesting backstory. I read that her husband, Paco, died 11 years ago, but they were together for over 60 years.
That's just so incredible to think of, isn't it?
It really is. Can you imagine being with me for 60 years? Hello?
I was thinking about being with you for 60 years. You said think about being with you for 60 years, so I was.
Were you like in a dreamlike state?
Yes.
So yeah, her and her husband met when they were 6 years old.
Wow.
And they went on to have 6 sons and 9 grandchildren. Just think about that for a moment. 6 sons.
Yeah. No daughters.
No, they only wanted sons.
Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Six children, but 6 sons. Wow.
We keep saying wow, and I've got... It's because, again, we watched a TV show. It was The Apprentice.
No, it was the Celebrity Bake Off.
No. I have never watched Celebrity
Bake
Off.
No, I just watched one. Was it not that?
It was The Apprentice. And when...
It was The Apprentice.
Yes, because she had to do a broadcasting on a shopping channel. And
so she was trying to sell a product.
So she got the product in front of her and she went, wow.
It's so... Wow. It's so good. It's wow. It's amazing. Wow, look at what it does. Wow.
And that's pretty much all she said.
Yeah, and she didn't get many sales.
No.
Okay.
It did... Sorry, to digress slightly.
Wow, baby. Go on.
It did slightly remind me of the time that you were invited to do a tiny little bit of football commentary at Malaga Football Club.
Oh, don't. That was disastrous.
It's a very similar concept to what you just...
I don't think I said wow, to be fair.
Well, you didn't say much at all, did you, really? Apart from,
it was hard. So I don't know how they do it. So I got... Paul Breen Turner, who was doing our sports commentary at the time for Talk Radio Europe, and he was really good, really good sports commentator.
Yeah,
and we went up to Malaga to watch a match and just went into the commentary box to say hello. Oh, well done, good memory. And we went in and he said, oh, Hannah, do you want to have a go at commentary? And I was like, what? But how do you know who the players are? And he looked at me as if I was stupid and said, well, the names are on the back of their shirts. And I was like, yeah, I get that. I'm well aware of that. But if they're running towards you, you don't know who they are. And he said, no, you just kind of get used to it. And I said, well, I'm not going to get used to it in 30 seconds. So I had no clue. So after we came back, after the
half-time break, they call it in football.
Because they're interval.
This is why Hannah doesn't watch football.
I do a bit. And so we came back. So there was a guy in the studio. So I said, so here we are in the second half. And I did like a nice little roundup. In the first half, there was a yellow card for such, because I got all the information from the guys at half term. So half term.
See, again, this is why Hannah doesn't watch football.
Oh, no.
Half term, interval.
Half time.
She's going to call it a quarterback in a minute, isn't she?
Anyway, it was very impossible. Because I didn't know who the players were. So when I could see things happening, I was doing what you just said.
Yeah, it was more emotive than informational.
Yes, it was. It was a disaster.
Yeah, you were taken off quite quickly.
Yes, I was substituted immediately. So anyway, back to this Malaga Gram. She wanted to keep active after her husband died, so she signed up for lots of classes, anything from handicrafts, going to the gym, learning to play the castanets, dancing.
Pole dancing?
No.
That wasn't on the list.
No, don't ruin it. And I just thought that was wonderful because we know from personal experience, not losing a partner, thankfully, but both losing our mothers in the last few years, how tough and debilitating grief can be. We've seen it with my dad and your stepdad as well, and seeing what it was like for them losing their long-term life partners, and it's really difficult. Nobody prepares you for it. You know that it's coming, but nobody can kind of... You just can't imagine what it's like until you're in that situation. You know, we're seeing it from our mothers, but we totally understand that it was completely different for our fathers losing their partners.
And we did manage to get your dad onto Instagram a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And I was quite shocked. Like, I put a post up a couple of days ago and it said Bernie liked it. And I was like,
he hasn't done another post yet, though. We need to get
him. He hasn't liked anything else either, but it was nice to see him on there.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he's done amazing. He joined the gym again after he moved. And
the choir.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just wonderful. If you can embrace life after such a trauma, such a traumatic thing to happen to you, then it's just wonderful, isn't it? So this woman sounds and looks amazing.
Yeah, and funny enough, I already follow an abuela, or what would you, a nonna, they call it in Italian, don't they?
Yeah, she's a nonna.
And she's a very famous home cook. I don't think she's trained in any particular school or anything, but she's become another Instagram sensation, and she's got 2.8 million followers.
Wow, I love that.
And she's actually been on UK TV cooking shows. So yeah, it just goes to show, it's never too late to...
Start living, doing stuff.
I was going to say, become an influencer.
Oh, okay. Quite specific there.
Quite specific, yeah. Because now what we do, we associate most influencers with younger, more attractive people. Can we say that?
Usually. You just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So neither of us are influencers.
No.
But you should be.
Oh, thanks. A bit late. So we haven't spent much time in Marbella. We've been to the Costa Blanca, and because we drove, it got me really excited that we don't need to worry so much about packing.
Yeah, I think you took this to another level.
Yeah, well, I'm used to going on little weekends away, just like one or two nights where you only have hand luggage, so you can only take a limited amount of things. But having a full car that we could pack up with stuff, I had about four bags.
Yeah, I mean, when we have done those trips away where we're limited, Hannah's done very well. The stuff she can squeeze into a tiny bag is quite amazing. But when she was given the freedom of the boot of a car and the two back seats, Yeah, she took full advantage.
But there's a lot we didn't use because of the weather. I had a bag that just had shoes and handbags in it.
You made me pack. I mean, it was raining here, it was cold here. I don't know why you thought it was going to be like the Bahamas up there, but we packed swimming gear.
Yeah, I took a bikini and a swimming costume.
Flip-flops.
And flip-flops and, yeah, loads of stuff that we never even touched.
Well, we were a long way from touching it. It was freezing cold, windy and raining.
Yeah, I went to go out and actually buy a long sleeve top because I only had one.
Ah, this would be another excuse, wouldn't it? I've got my own theory on this, is that Hannah deliberately didn't take any long sleeve tops so that she could pull the, oh, we must go shopping because I need a long sleeve top card.
I bought a few nice things. I bought a jacket, didn't I?
Did you buy a long sleeve top?
I didn't. They didn't have any everywhere you went. It was all summer clothes. Which didn't help at all.
Which I think you knew in advance, and it was a ploy.
No, I didn't. Something that we thought was interesting, doing all this driving around Spain, were the lack of train tracks.
That was just absolutely amazing. Like, literally, you could see for miles, and we went through different terrain, and no train tracks.
Yeah, we went through different provinces, different...
So we drove through...
So Malaga is a province. Malaga. We did Malaga,
Granada,
Murcia, Alicante.
Forgetting Almeria. Almeria was on the way up there.
Alicante and Valencia.
Well, yeah.
Valencia is also a community, but so is Alicante.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway.
We went through quite a few.
We did a lot of driving. And it reminded me when you pointed out and said, oh, that there's not many train tracks that we've seen, because we saw one, and that's what made you think of it. It was the first one and only one that we saw. Just a couple of weeks ago on an episode of House of Games, BBC Two, Richard Osman, love that show. They did a, what we call at my quiz, a long shot question. So one of the rounds, I can't remember what they call it on the show, it has a numerical answer and the teams have to guess what the answer is and whoever's closest
bit
to
like
the
long shot in your quiz.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
Do you like really not listen to me at all? That's exactly what I just said.
It's a bit like the long shot in your quiz.
Oh my God. Right. So it came up how many level crossings there are in the UK. And do you remember how many? Because they guessed.
What, in the UK?
Yeah.
I reckon about 7,000.
That's because you've written it down.
Yeah, yes. It's on the bit of paper
okay,
in front of me.
Yeah, there's 7,000. I haven't told you, though, how many there are in Spain. I looked up. So there's 7,000 level crossings in the UK. Guess how many there are in Spain, which is obviously a much bigger country than the UK.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to go on, because I think in the cities themselves, there will be lots as they sort of skirt around. So I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say 8,400.
Just over 3,000.
Oh.
Isn't that insane?
That's nuts.
I know. Less than half in Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you are. That's why we didn't see any.
That's another wow.
Well, some things are wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's why we didn't see any. So that explains a lot. We also were very confused by some of the road layouts.
call it a road.
Yeah, we drove from Javier, which is a coastal town, nice little coastal town.
On the northern Costa Blanca, I think it is.
Yeah, and we drove from Javier to Alicante, which is obviously a main city. And we were going by sat-nav, whatever road sat-nav took us.
We use sat-nav a lot these days.
Yeah.
We were actually just saying, we can't imagine sitting there with a paper map anymore.
No, it's been so long. So thank God for sat-nav, although... She took us on some really bizarre routes. This road from Javier to Alicante looked like nobody had ever been on this road before. We felt like we were the first people that thought, I know, why don't we drive to Alicante?
So this was the route that it chose as the main route to get between the two places. And the road got narrower and narrower until it looked like we were on a footpath.
Yeah, and we were like donkeys and camels and...
camels!
That's what we were imagining. But I mean, it was ridiculous. It was like we were in the desert in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was really odd.
It got a bit spooky at one stage because it was getting a bit dusk-like as well and we were going through this.
No street lamps, no proper roads, pavements, markings,
and if
anything.
The car was coming the other way, I have no
idea.
Would
have been screwed. No. We were just driving along saying, is this seriously the main route from Javier to Alicante?
It did open up again in the end.
Just about.
And we made it.
And it was a similar experience when we drove from Torrevieja to Murcia, actually.
Well, it took us a bizarre route because I know there's a main road. And in fact, we came back on the main road. So it took us one direction to get there and another way to get back.
I don't get how they determine this. We got caught so many times with the tolls. We must have spent about €40 on tolls.
So the worst one was when we were leaving. And I'm pretty sure we've done this many times before, and we just get straight on the motorway, you pay your toll, and then you're off, and you're heading down towards wherever it is, Mercia or whatever, and that's it, done. That's the only toll. This one, it took us up to the first, so we had to go through the toll, which cost,
just leaving
cost
Villa
us
Martin.
€4.60 because it's Easter, so they brought the prices up. And then it took us to the next roundabout, off again, basically a U-turn, back down the road, back to the toll, pay again,
leave it.
And then through the toll and on onwards. And I'm sure we've never, ever done that before.
No, we've never done that, absolutely.
But I was looking behind me to see, I was saying there's going to be an exit, there's going to be an exit, it's taken us the wrong way. There didn't seem to be anywhere to join.
No.
So I don't know if they've changed the road layout or...
Very odd.
If we've done it
and
differently.
Then we drove up a little bit further and then we had to get a ticket. And then when we came off the road, we paid the toll, which was €10 something.
Yes.
So that trip driving home cost us €20.
Yes, plus petrol.
Plus petrol, yeah. We felt like we were getting ripped off on a few places. But then other than that, most things are a lot cheaper, aren't they?
So let's go back to sat-nav. We have some fun with our sat-nav. And it seemed to have some fun with us as well. We use ours quite a lot, don't we?
We do, especially on journeys like this, definitely. Well, some of the pronunciation is hilarious, isn't it? So we were staying in a place called Villa Martin, which...
Well, not according to her.
No, but whether you... Just to kind of reiterate, whether you were reading it out in an English accent or a Spanish accent, it's spelt Villa Martin. So... Villa Martin Villa Martin.
Get any of those would be okay, acceptable.
And she called it...
Villamerton.
Villamerton.
Which is not acceptable.
Not acceptable. Really bizarre. Villamerton. Who says that?
That would assume it's spelt in a completely different way.
Yeah, very odd. Cartagena.
Yeah. And then when we were on the... Is it the MA20?
Yep, the MA20.
She just assumed...
She thought MA20 was Massachusetts 20.
Yeah.
We were like, did she just say Massachusetts? Where did Massachusetts come from?
And she said it a few times.
And it was because it was the MA20. And obviously MA is the
abbreviation
or the postal code for the state of Massachusetts. So that was hilarious.
We were a bit worried that we'd taken a wrong turn.
Oh, we thought that was brilliant. We use Waze. There's various different sat-nav
maps. That's W-A-Z-E, Waze.
Yeah. Waze is really good because it tells you when there's a speed camera approaching.
Not that we need that because we don't speed.
Tells you when there's a speed camera approaching, and it's really handy if there's like an accident or whatever, it lets you know in advance.
It's user centric as well, so if you see an accident, you can upload and say, oh, there's an accident, or there's police
at this stage
or whatever. So, you know, people can update it and then it will come up with a message, is this still there? And you can put yes or no. So it's quite up to the minute.
And the best bit is you can change the voice. You can get lots of different voices.
We've had some funny ones, haven't we?
There's some great ones.
Yeah. Well, should we give a couple of examples?
Oh, go on then. So what's this one?
I think this is... Well, actually, let's play it.
I hope your drive is as sweet as a summer snow cone. Turn right. And then... Turn right.
So what do you think that was?
That wasn't as good as when we played it earlier.
No, he seems to have calmed down a bit.
So let's play this one.
We are ready to roll. Drive safe. Remember, turning your head to check a blind spot is cardio. Turn right. And then, turn right.
Oh, I love her. So she's the 80s aerobics instructor.
And I had 70s DJ.
There's some great ones. There's Boy George. There's Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, and then you can do... British accented lady, a British accented man,
yes.
A US accented
a soldier. They're really good. We love it. So we've had lots of fun with that, haven't we?
Yes.
Doesn't take much to amuse us.
It can be a bit annoying sometimes because Boy George hasn't got a lot to say other than when you hit a roundabout and it's like, take the third exit. Ba 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 ba.
Well, Christina, you can imagine, goes, hey! It does all the wailing voice at the end of everything. Anyway, the weather wasn't great on our trip. Valencia was the first city that we went to.
We've been dying to go to Valencia.
Yeah, for years. So we were really looking forward to exploring the city, but it rained the whole time.
Quite heavily. So it wasn't like you could just nip in and out and shelter for a little while. It was pretty much constant rain.
Yeah. So what to do in the rain? Go to the science museum, apparently.
Yes.
With a load of school children.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go with school children. They just happened to be in there because it was the school holidays.
So that was fun.
It was. We learned a lot about the human body, the universe, and
which is just what you want on holidays.
Prehistoric times.
Yes, it's called La Hemisphérique. It's an incredible area, really, really beautiful. Would look a lot prettier if the sky is blue. But these amazing buildings.
Dome-like things, some
of
them, aren't
they? Really cool. Great place to visit. We went and watched a 3D surround film as well, which was cool.
And we watched a film, so we learned a lot about how electricity was made.
Yeah, again, just what you want from a holiday break.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And Murcia was beautiful.
That
we loved
Murcia. That was fantastic.
Murcia.
Love that.
Definitely going to go back for a
recommend
weekend.
Recommend that highly. Because it's not, as I was saying to you before, when you look in tourist guides about cities to visit in Spain, it'll be places like Malaga, obviously, Seville, Granada, obviously because they've got lots of history.
Madrid and Barcelona,
etc. Yeah. But Murcia is never usually on that list. But it's probably one of the best cities I've been to. I loved it.
Really, really nice.
Really trendy.
Yeah, full of really cool restaurants, which we didn't get to sample because we were just there for the day. We had an Argentinian pasty instead.
An empanada?
Empanada,
can't
sorry.
Call it a pasty.
Oh, sorry, no.
You're not in Cornwall?
No, sorry. Argentinian empanada.
Empanada.
It was gorgeous. Mine was Thai green chicken curry.
Yeah, and I had carne picante.
Spicy meat.
Yes. Just what you want in your empanada.
Absolutely. They were really, really good. So loved Murcia. And we found this little place in Murcia. One of the districts was called San Pedro.
So we had to check it out.
Yeah. And it was cool. It was the coolest place. It was really buzzy. And
it was like the gastro centre of Murcia. It was, really incredible.
So we're going to go back to Murcia and stay in San Pedro.
Yes. Or we could stay in San Pedro and not go to Murcia.
Well, it's in Murcia.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about fridge magnets.
You have a bit of an obsession about fridge magnets.
About what magnet?
I was going to say frigate. Fridge.
Were talking about it on the radio last week on Men Talk because there was an article that came up that was explaining how having fridge magnets at home can kind of help with your mood and make you feel happy because you look at these fridge magnets that are from your travels and it reminds you of a happy time.
Whereas I look at our fridge and think, for goodness sake, how many more are we going to have on there?
It depends how many more happy times we have that are worth buying a fridge magnet. I didn't buy any from this trip because it was raining.
And you didn't want to remember it?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean, though? It makes
no,
a
that's
difference.
Fair enough.
I could have bought one from Murcia, to be fair.
I'm glad we didn't see any.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't.
That's the other thing. In each of the cities, a big part of each city is the cathedral. And we were going to go and visit cathedrals and just thought, we'll go in and have a look. But they were each of them were charging like between 5 and 10 euros to get in.
Yeah, which is so wrong, we thought.
Yeah.
So in Alicante, we didn't pay to go in the church, but then next door there was a free art museum.
Yes, which we went in and did a jigsaw.
Yeah, so you can go into an art museum for free, but you have to pay in the church.
Yes, didn't seem right.
No, it didn't.
And we went to the castle, and that was only 3 euros, and that included the lift.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Because it was very high up. You can walk up. But
this is Alicante,
a
massive
time.
Castle, like with an incredible view over the city.
Yeah, the views were spectacular. So yeah, we did that, and then we went home, and that was it. That was the end of our trip, really. That's why, wasn't it? That was
we
the
came
last
back
day.
To rain, more rain.
But that's great because we need it. As we've mentioned previously, we've been in this drought situation, and I'm seeing lots of pictures that people are putting up of the reservoirs going up and up and up. So hopefully, in the next sort of week or so, we will be back to an acceptable level and it will stop turning our water off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because we came home in the middle of the night the other night, didn't we?
And couldn't brush our teeth.
No. Well,
we
had
did have
some
a bottle
water.
Of water.
Yeah, we had some bottle of water.
So, let's say goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Are we going to do that? No, we can't do that because it's just so bad. Should we just say
just
bye?
You say this in the same tone every week.
That's my tone.
Do we not want to kind of make it a bit more jolly?
Bye.
Well, we also want to ask you to subscribe. If you're enjoying the podcast, which everybody seems to, we've had great feedback from people, which
we've
is really
We've had nearly
nice.
500 downloads, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
so
really
that
pleased.
Averages about 100. Well, no, is it more than 100 a week?
Yeah, because this is our fifth episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, more than 100 a week. So that's really great.
Thank you. Really nice.
We appreciate it. So if you want to give us a 5-star review, that would be lovely. Subscribe, any comments, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening again.
And see you next week.
Bye.